We welcome you today to another program of Sermon and Song and another week of broadcasting the truth of what the Bible has to say. Now, of course, we preach the gospel every opportunity that we have, but we're always preaching the gospel truth, the truth of the Word of God. I'd like to have you turn in your Bible today to 1 Peter chapter 2, and verse 18. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 18. The more I read and study in this book of 1 Peter, as well as the other portions of the Scripture, the more I realize that being a Christian is more than just going to church and having been baptized and claim to be a born-again child of God. I'm learning from these scriptures, as of course I have tried to learn through the years, but I'm having it emphasized to me more and more that there is something to being a Christian rather than just calling yourself one. And I think that is the basic underlying reason that we're not in a spirit of revival in America today. You see, God doesn't need great numbers of people to send revival. God just simply needs some people who will surrender themselves to Him, dedicate themselves to Him completely, and God will revive their souls, and then it will spread to others around them. God doesn't have to have all of the church at one time getting right with God. God wants you as an individual. That's where it begins. And you that claim to be a Christian today would do well to listen to what Peter has to say to the saint of God concerning the blessings of God, concerning the Christian life, what makes up the Christian life. Now, we've been dealing with that in these programs. All of the things that are required of a Christian, all of the things that we are to be doing or not doing. We come to verse 18, and the apostle changes now from the average Christian, such as you and me, to one who, and of course we fall in that category in this age as well, one who is a servant. Now, we recognize, and you have to recognize, whether you would like to or not, that the Bible recognizes that the society in which the Lord Jesus Christ lived, in which Peter, Paul, and John lived, there were slaves. Now, I'm using the term slaves because that's what they were. That was a part of the society. And now, I am against slavery. I have always been against slavery from the time that I was old enough to understand what it was. I've never one time in my life wished, even though I am from the South, and to be very frank with you, the spirit of wanting somebody to serve you and be mean to them and mistreat them is just as prevalent and was just as prevalent in the North and the West as it was in the South and in the East. So even though I'm from the South, born in the South, I have never agreed, since I was old enough to understand what it meant, I've never agreed that one man ought to own another. I do not feel that it's right. I do not feel that it's right in the principles of the Word of God. I do not feel that it is right in the society. I do not feel that it is right in history in any manner or in any country or under any regime or under any kind of circumstances is that right. But at the same time, I recognize that the Apostle Paul and Peter, and I'll name those two, and I'm sure the others did the same, were living in a society where there were slaves and servants that were owned by their masters. We find in the Old Testament that was true, admonitions to the servant. And in the Hebrew nation, the servant was supposed to be set free on the seventh year. And he could only serve for 6 years, then he was to be set free on the seventh year. I do not find in the Bible a condemnation of that. In other words, I do not find the Bible saying, thou shalt not have a servant. Now you say, preacher, what brings that up? Why do you want to say that? Well, simply because I want you to know that God is in charge of all things. God is in charge of all things. Now, though God does not condone, I don't know that God has ever condoned slavery, even though he allowed the children of Israel to be taken away from their land of Palestine into slavery in Babylon and some down into Assyria and other places, even though he allowed that as punishment for them, as a rebuke to their sin, I do not believe that he condones the act of one man owning another, because even though our Constitution says it, all men are created equal, then of course I have to say, well, that is just not true. It has not been true. Men are not equal. All men are not born with the same IQ. All men are not born with the same abilities. All men are not born with the same intelligence, and therefore all men are not equal. Some men are born with a silver spoon in their mouth. Others are born, as we used to say, with a hoe handle in their hand. And so the Bible does not come out and say that slavery is wrong. The principle is there in the Bible. I acknowledge that. But the reason I'm saying all of that is to say that Peter gave instructions to servants, slaves, who were owned by others, and they were free men in Christ. Now, that was the dual role that some men had to play during that particular time. Thank God we do not have that in America today. But during that particular time, there were some who were slaves, there were some who were not slaves, and there were those who were free men politically, as well as free men in the Lord. That's the Apostle Paul. And then there are those who were slaves of a man, like Onesimus, and who was owned by Philemon. And not only was he owned by Philemon, but he was a brother of Philemon because he was a brother in Christ. He was saved and became a free man. And that's what Peter's talking about here in verse 16. He says, as free and not using your liberty as a cloak of maliciousness, free in Christ. Yet, then there are those who were free in Christ, but yet they were owned by someone else. Now, that's the ones he's talking about here, and it's taken me the whole program to explain that, but I do hope you'll be with us as we go into that further on the program tomorrow.